You're listening to a Dom and Jeremy podcast. Your boys in the morning on Mix 100.
Let's just jump right into it. Because, you know, we've gotten used to the thing when they hire the main performer for the halftime show at the Super Bowl. That performer brings on a bunch of guests, right? And now, look at this. Oh, here's
Billy Ray Cyrus.
Yeah. The Weeknd says he's not doing that. It's just going to be him.
That's okay. Less droplets.
So that's going on. What else is going on with that game? They say searches are up this year, as they are every year on Google, for Superb Owl.
I was reading this. This cracked me up because you got to think about it.
Yeah, it took me a second, and then I was like, oh, I see.
You're putting the space in the wrong spot.
Yeah, put the space after the B instead of after the R. Super Bowl, but it turns into Superb Owl that people type in, and so the searches spike for Superb Owl. Somebody needs to create a product with that name.
Yeah, right.
And then you'll, once a year.
Wonder what that product could be.
It could be anything.
Owl.
A pair of underwear, you know.
Yeah. One
of
those.
So that's going on. They're talking about how, you know, the Super Bowl is always a big boon to the community that hosts it. So this year they feel like Tampa's getting kind of screwed over a little bit because of the restrictions. And so now there's talk that the NFL might actually give Tampa a shot to host it again in just 3 years, in 2024.
Oh, that's nice. Do them a solid. That's cool.
I could see that.
Yeah.
We were talking the other day about how when Tom Brady won his first Super Bowl with the Patriots, Patrick Mahomes was only 6 years old. That's still funny to me.
Mm-hmm.
It's great. So somebody looked it up to see what was going on when Tom Brady was only six. They say that's the year that Chrysler introduced the first ever minivan.
Sweet.
And McDonald's introduced Chicken McNuggets.
The Chicky Nuggies?
Silly. Have you decided you're going to maybe watch some of the games?
I'll have it on, I'm sure. I'll probably be doing something else, so...
I've been writing a little news for nerd stuff for Mindbender Club people today. A couple of stories I wanted to share. One is there are places in the world where they do eat bugs, especially crickets, because crickets are high in protein and other nutritional value. Mostly here in the West, we go, ew, I'm not going to eat crickets. Ew. I've had them before. There was a company that sent us chocolate-covered crickets.
Oh, I guess if they're covered with chocolate, they're just...
It was covered with
like
chocolate.
Like an almond.
You just put it in, you just... It was fine. Anyway, there's a new study that's out that says you might be able to get out of having to eat these crickets someday, because if you're allergic to shellfish, there's a good chance you're actually allergic to cricket meat as well. So you're off the hook.
Oh, same family of
whatever.
Something?
It says the same. It causes the same allergic reaction. Just be prepared that more insect nutrition is coming your way over the years.
They say it's good for you. Once you grind it down into like a powder, it's got
fine.
A bunch of benefits.
Yeah. Or cover it with chocolate. That's
yeah.
Fine. And then I love this particular story. They have now discovered that Neanderthals, I think that's the proper way to pronounce it. It's not Neanderthal. It's Neanderthals. They found that they actually did interbreed with humans quite frequently.
All right.
That's right.
All right. A little something different.
The first modern humans, when they started invading the space that was occupied by the poor Neanderthals who had been there like a quarter of a million years, and then proceeded to kill off the Neanderthals in just like 5,000 years, they said they did breed together. So
I'm just looking for a hairy man.
If you go and do one of those DNA, you know, profiles of your body, you will likely find a certain percentage of Neanderthal DNA.
Oh my gosh. Some more than others.
No kidding.
Just saying.
A former general manager of mine many years ago. I was convinced that dude was a Neanderthal.
Carried a club around.
And then I love this out of science. A new university study says that if you get chubby as you get older, you'll actually live longer than anyone else. Oh,
all right.
Where's my hallelujah sound? Where's
oh,
the hallelujah?
I don't know.
Here we go.
Oh, there it is. Been training for years, right? Been training for years.
Your elliptical stuff can kiss my white butt.
No, so you the study stay says chubby, huh?
Here's the thing. If you start out in shape as an adult and you gradually add some weight and you just get chubby but not obese,
okay,
then you will live longer than other people. If you enter adulthood, like so many young people today are entering adulthood obese, you actually die sooner than anyone else.
Okay.
So the key is to start out fit. And as you age,
fat.
If you naturally get chubby,
a little paunch on you there,
you'll be fine.
Yeah, because I think as you get older,
forever.
Your body starts eating yourself. So it's naturally you're going to live off yourself a little bit longer, I think, because you get so frail and skinny and you don't want to eat when you get older.
This study was stretched out over 70 years. So this is not something they decided over like a weekend. Hmm. It was a 70-year long study. So those of you who are getting chubby as you get older,
roll with it.
Celebrate.
Literally,
celebrate.
Roll with it.
Roll with it. What else is trending?
Well, Hollywood must be hurting for some ideas. Right now, there is talks about turning the greatest card game in history into a movie, the card game Uno.
Mm.
Ah. It's going to be like an action heist comedy set in the underground world of hip-hop. Not what I expected.
Okay.
Rapper Lil Yachty. Huh?
Okay.
He's going to be producing probably starring in it. Lil Yachty. No, I got to say Little. Huh. Little Yachty. So that sounds fun. You like Uno?
I've only played it once or twice.
That's probably been the one game that we've played the most of during the Rona.
I mean, I enjoyed
it. Oh, man, you get that draw four card.
Draw four.
It's like a stab in the chest. Going back to the big game in your big belly, new survey asked people what foods they're planning on pounding down the most during the big game.
What's yours going to be?
Dude, we're on such a health kick.
Come on.
Nicole's going to have a sweet potato, I'm sure. And I'll probably have a green drink, green shake.
Yeah.
Not like these other people eating wings, pizza, nachos, mozzarella sticks. Oh my gosh.
I shudder to think what's going to be made at my house. It's been so horrible the last 2 months.
Oh. you sent me a picture of that crumble cake yesterday.
Mm-hmm. Right next to the brownies.
Oh, sounds so good. Every year, that video game company, EA Sports, it's in the game, they run a simulated Super Bowl. And it's the Madden
yeah,
series
Madden.
That comes
Who won
from
it?
EA Sports. Kansas City Chiefs. No.
By how much?
Check that. Yeah, oh, no, that's right. Yeah. I'm reading last year's too. I forgot they won last year's. They won. It's going to be 37-27.
Oh, okay. Madden says by 10?
According
Must
to the video game
score.
Nerds, man, it's been right like in the past. They even like hit the score spot on a few years ago, so... This is real legit science stuff that's going into this. And of course,
you know,
the what?
There's a thing about the numbers of the starting quarterback. The number 12 has won more Super Bowls than any other number. And that helps that Tom Brady has been 6 of those.
Yeah.
But overall, if you wear the number 12, you're more likely to win the Super Bowl.
Fun fact. Mm-hmm. There you go. And of course, all the stuff's coming out this morning about Super Bowl parties. Being super spreader events and all that. They're just saying just stay home. We're doing really good, according to some of the stories. Things are starting to tick down, so let's like skip the party this year. We'll try to do it again next year. Speaking of the Rona, there's been more demand for hot air balloon rides during the pandemic, Dom. Did you see
Why?
This? It's a COVID-safe activity. So I guess a lot of airline pilots who are out of work because of the Rona are training to fly hot air balloons, those floating death traps. Because you get up there and there's nobody else around you and you just float around and it's something to do for a couple hours and you're so sick of the pandemic and sick of staying inside that you're praying that you hit power lines, probably.
That's not funny. That does happen. So.
I know it happens. That's why I said they're flying death traps. I would never get into a hot air balloon. Apologies to people that do that for a living. I don't know how you do it. There's this story out this morning talking about people in relationships And this is this average person in a relationship sits through 4 hours of shows and movies a week that they can't stand. And they did the math. It's something like 208 hours a year that you're sitting there next to your honey bunny watching car shows. In my case, Nicole hates those. But you know what? I'm getting back because she made me sit through all those god-awful Twilight movies. So I'm going to sit down and watch Road and Track and Motor Week or whatever I'm watching. And she can join me.
I'm really fortunate because in our house, we have, it's an unwritten rule that if somebody doesn't watch something, they don't watch it. So if Gretchen wants to watch something, she'll just watch it on her own time. If I want to watch something, I watch it on my own time. And then we come together for the things that we'd like to watch
that's,
together.
That's how it should work. That's beautiful.
How it I don't understand why every household's not like that.
Pure magic. They say 65% say sitting through a show that you hate is a true sign of love. So if you are just sitting there watching it with them because they enjoy it, it is loving to do that.
Is it a sure sign of love that you make somebody sit through something you know they don't like?
Yeah. Just to spend time with them.
It is? That's
yeah,
true love?
Because they just want
to
spend time with
you. I'm
going to
force
you
to watch something you can't stand?
Mm-hmm. That's love.
Okay.
In some twisted, weird way, that's love.
Right.
All right, let's do clickbait.
Clickbait.
Go to Facebook, search Tom and Jeremy on Facebook. The latest internet optical illusion making the rounds. This one's pretty stupid, but I gotta post it. Picture's gone viral that either shows a poodle running out of the woods or Bigfoot running into the woods.
What?
Obviously, it's a poodle, but if you suspend reality and look at the poodle's tail and imagine that being the back of Bigfoot's head, you can see Bigfoot. It's a little trippy once you finally do see it. So check it out on our Facebook, search Dom and Jeremy.
Clickbait.